The launch of a new commuter rail service from Union Station to Denver International Airport is just one piece of a larger plan that Denver officials hope spur a slew of development around the airport. KUNC's Anne-Marie Awad has more.
The A-Line, which is also referred to as the train to the plane, is a culmination of a decades-long construction project. And according to Denver Mayor Michael Hancock, it's just the beginning.
It's going to be an absolute game changer for us economically, and I think in terms of growing new communities, enhancing existing communities, and creating new opportunities for connectivity and accessibility to jobs and health care and other opportunities.
Those opportunities are spelled out in the Aerotropolis Plan. It's a proposal to develop more than 9,000 acres surrounding DIA. The land would be set aside for companies that specialize in renewable energy, agriculture, and bioscience. But RTD spokesman Nate Curry hopes the airport won't be the only area to feel a boost from improved transit options.
Denver joins this really elite group of regions that have that type of a connection between their airport and central business district. There's fewer than 20 cities in the United States that have that.
According to a 2013 report by the American Public Transit Association and the U.S. Travel Association, cities with such connections are more likely to host large events and conferences. And on average, airport-connected metro areas have seen a 12% boost in hotel occupancy. Curry adds that a cheaper way to get to these places doesn't hurt either.
The $9 fare also really, really helps bring that cost down from $50, $60, $70 by taxi, Uber, or Lyft.
Mayor Hancock hopes the A-Line, along with more transit improvements to come later this year, will kickstart his vision for a smart city. Denver is also in the running for a $50 million federal smart city grant that would fund a fully integrated high-tech network of transportation systems.
The new 21st century communities that are, you know, hopefully off the grid and really showcasing some of the technologies and innovations that can make our lives easier and really improve our quality of life around the world.
The winner of the grant will be announced in June. For KUNC, I'm Anne-Marie Awad.